from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are in the 8 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929 and... Yes, Michael.
And give us your wake-up call, or you can hit us up on the Twitter at 929 Morning Shift and all the above. I did want to give my dad a quick shout-out. Morning wake-up calls out there to all the grandparents. My dad is being super grandpa this morning. We had a family situation pop up over the weekend. My dad is in charge of getting the kids to the daycare this morning, and I can say without question he is about as nervous as it gets. But I think he's doing a good job. Watching on the camera, got them all hooked up, got them dressed, got the diapers on. And he's on his way to daycare, man, so hopefully that's going well. But shout out and wake-up call to him, the big unit.
The wake-up call is brought to you by McDonald's. Let's go straight to the line now. We have Joe waiting on us in Atlanta. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
What's up, Joe?
Man, I tell you, you got me fired up with those comments about the offensive line. As a football coach myself, you got me a little worked up here this morning, Mike, and I appreciate your sentiments, because anybody that watches Colorado knows the number of five-man protections that they implore in their offense. That tells me one thing. Quarterback's not getting the ball out on time, or defense doesn't respect the receivers that are lining up there to get open and make plays as well. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my God, Joe, you're speaking my language right now.
I think Joe's right. I think it's all of the above, actually.
I think he is. First of all, quit burping the baby. And let's get the pill thrown downfield. All right. Second of all, if you're
football cliches.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Throw that pill. Throw that pigskin.
Well, either
throw Uncle Rico if you have to.
But Shador can move. So either that or just step up in the pocket, get the 6-7 yards and get down.
Well, to Joe's point, so many fireman protections. And you really, I don't want to go too far back. You saw this start happen with Mike Leach and the whole, it was Texas Tech in Hawaii back in like the mid-2000s that would do these five-man protections, right? The Colt Brennans of the world that are just slinging this ball down the field at all times, right? Five-man pros, massive like 2-yard splits between offensive linemen, and they were just like, hey, basically get in the way for a second and a half and the ball will come out. And it's like they're running those offensive combinations as far as pass routes goes, but the offensive line's not on the same page. It's like basically just, hey, step up and do your job. Oh, we've already given up 60 sacks this year? I'm not changing the game plan, though, buddy. Just grow up and block somebody. At some point, it's somebody else.
Okay, let's ask a realistic question, and it's going to ruffle feathers. But let's ask it, because why not? Is that offense... Are they trying to win games with that offense, or are they trying to showcase Shador Sanders for the NFL?
Oh, man.
Because when you throw it
as many... Not ready to go that far with it.
Because let me tell you something. He has a beautiful deep ball. He's got a big arm. But it doesn't... It never felt, even watching some of the games late last year, that there was any progression as far as from the offense as a whole. And even with him, I mean, he played great against teams like TCU in big numbers, but it looked the same all year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And I'm like, are you trying to win games, or are you just trying to show that he's got a big arm and he's an NFL talent?
Well, it's like I said, you can't have both. Like, if you're going to throw for 500 yards, the defense line and the linebackers and the defense coordinator all know that you're trying to throw for 500 yards. So what comes? Blitzes, twists. can't hold up forever. Not only that, I'll be very curious to see what Shadur's 40 time is when he comes out, because it's not like Jaden Daniels-esque when he gets out of the pocket and rolls, right? I mean,
No. I'm not saying he's not fast, but yes, it's a little bit different. So I'd be curious to see the 40 time too. Let's go back to the lines. We got Mel waiting on us. Good morning, Mel.
You know what, people? These two team professional team businesses need to wake up. Atlanta Green need to wake their ass up, and Atlanta United need to wake their ass up.
What's going on, Mel? Golly. Yeah.
Oh, the only thing Mel was missing that call was he didn't call anybody a carpetbagger. So, yeah. All right. Well, I look. You know what, Mel? Mel's a legend in Atlanta sports radio. So, appreciate you, Mel. I'm always happy you listening. And yeah, wake up, Dream.
Yeah. The whole thing with Atlanta United too, man. Like they, yeah. I'll give them a wake up.
Wait.
Too.
So Dylan just said Mel actually hung up on his own.
Yeah.
He just basically called and I guess dropped the mic.
Well, he gave us wake-up calls.
Yes. All right.
Short, sweet, and to the point. I like that, Mel.
I will say that, look, man, the Braves are tracking to be in the playoffs, but when I watched Atlanta United over the weekend and watched Saturday night with what they had going on, I thought, man, they look like a team with a fired coach and who's missing anybody who has any on-ball ability to make plays. And that's exactly what they are. You're waiting on some designated players to come along and hopefully make the, you know, make this team watchable here in the next month, but God, it has been brutal to watch him. And I am a massive Atlanta United fan. It is, it's made your eyes want to bleed the last couple games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning to Phil. You're on your way to work. You always are. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Have a good day.
Doing great.
Quick recap of how I feel about the Atlanta sports scene. I'm a gigantic sports fan. Atlanta Braves scuffling into the All-Star break. Atlanta Hawks totally uncertain about what's going on with them. Atlanta Falcons unrealized expectations. Atlanta United, my team, that's where I put my money on at this point. Totally abysmal. So I just basically got one thing to say about my sports team. Go Dawgs. Have a good day.
Well, I got good news for you, buddy. It's SEC Media Days. I think that's the sentiment of a lot of people probably around the city at this point. Right?
Is Go Dawgs. That's what they're hanging their hat on because you don't feel good about, you know, as Phil said, I guess, in as you're saying, maybe some people don't feel good about the rest of the teams that we have here in the city. So he's hanging his hat on the Dawgs. Is that fair to say?
No, it's not. Are we so spoiled in this city that we, with the Atlanta Braves, that we can't understand that they're 11 games over 500? They've got four All-Stars and they're, as if the season ended today, will be in the playoffs, and they have a real chance because starting pitching is that strong. The Falcons literally just signed a franchise quarterback and then drafted one as well. So, and that was their biggest need in the offseason, and they are tracking right now as far as, you know, they are a favorite by a lot of experts to win the NFC South. Now, constant right now that you know will, you know, is going to probably make the college football playoff is Georgia, but they still have a tough schedule. I think they're locked to be in the playoffs. But you can be as critical as you want of the Hawks, the United, and the Dream, because they all deserve it. But
well, what, hang on. I will say, listen, obviously big Falcons guy. Why do the Falcons get the bypass, in your opinion, and not the Hawks?
Because the Falcons went out and did something in the offseason.
The Hawks just had the number one overall pick, bro.
Yeah, but what do they do in free agency?
Nothing yet.
No. There's no yet. Nothing. They've
you're
done
not
nothing.
Just going off of they, this season,
you were
though.
Gifted.
You're going off of the history.
Well, the Falcons haven't done nothing
no,
in history
no, no.
the last six
seasons.
No.
I'm talking about the Hawks.
But
when you're...
The Hawks did nothing to address problems. They were gifted the number one pick, all right? That was a gift.
Fortunate.
And I think they made a good pick. But they once again in the offseason trade a key player and have done nothing to make the team better.
They locked up Vic Krejci.
Hey,
they locked
happening.
Up Vic Krejci.
That's why he's
it's
happy,
happening.
The man crush over here.
It's happening.
The Falcons went and signed a franchise quarterback, which is not only the most important position on the team, but it was your biggest need in the offseason.
Okay.
So I can live with that. And you're about to start the season, so you should have some optimism when you start a season. Just like we'll have some false optimism for the Hawks, probably. But you look at the Braves.
That's not optimism. I was going to just ask you. You said you're having optimism the season. False optimism is not.
Well, for the Hawks, it's false because they have done nothing. I'm sorry, but you can't keep. It's the same reason why I get upset with the way the Lakers have handled the Bronny situation, where they're acting like this is some great coup and great.
Tell us how you feel about that situation again.
Well, I'm just mad that people want to lie. I don't care about nepotism. I could care less.
I know.
Or couldn't care less. I'm sick of you lying to me about why you did it. And how it's this earned moment and this and that. Just like I'm sick of the Hawks trading away key players and not replacing them with anything equal. I don't even get equal value and then telling me why it's a great move. Why is it a great move? Why is it a great
move? You
had
to interject.
I know you had to get rid of DeJounte
Murray.
You
had to. It didn't work. So that's what makes it a good move.
Make a corresponding move.
That's what makes it a good move.
Go make a corresponding move.
Well, they've got to find something. You say they're not going to do anything else. They've got to do something.
You know what? You know why I don't think they'll do anything? Because you told me the same thing last year when they traded away John Collins. They'll do something. They got to.
Well, they were better off without John Collins.
Really?
At the four, they were.
Oh, really? But how did the season end up?
What does that do with anything?
Well, because you weren't any better.
I mean,
you weren't.
Let's be honest. They were better. Jalen is a better player at the four than John Collins was the year before.
But your outcome wasn't better. You were still, and you never used the trade exception money that you could have used.
I understand where you're coming from about the Falcons. I too am very optimistic, and I know that training camp will be kicking off soon, and we are all very optimistic about what the Falcons are. But I think we're seeing it through a little bit, black and red glasses. If we're going to sit here and say that, oh, the Falcons, you know, they're the favorites in the NFC South. Okay. I mean, that hasn't
the
been
Falcons
anything.
Went and made their team better in the offseason by getting a franchise quarterback. They addressed their biggest need. The Hawks, you can't say that about.
To get rid of DeJounte. That was what the biggest need was.
No, your biggest need was to replace him with a player of equal value, a player that would fit what you did.
Okay.
Not tell me. You hear Landry Fields' comments last week? Dylan, can you pull him up about how Landry.
I heard whispers through the grapevine.
Pull up Landry Fields' comments about development, how they're going to develop. Through draft and stuff, and they want to develop these. He basically told you this is a rebuilding year.
I basically said, yeah, give you a 4-year window.
Here.
Development is crucial, I think, in a new cap environment right now. When you have limitations on how you're going to be able to roster build, that leaves you with the option of changing your roster through development. So that's a strong emphasis for us. And you know, our expectations for our players is really in that same vein. Like, grow, develop, learn, put the work in, and we'll let the results be what they are.
Yeah. Quickly.
Kobe Bufkin starting the year at the two.
That is the exact same thing Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith said in 2021. We're gonna be competitive, but, retool.
Look. Let's bring your optimism, and you can save it for D. Led or D. Orlando Ledbetter, who is the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons, for the AJC. He's joining us next year on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not an arrogance, it's a confidence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.